Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, praise God and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet. All right, I'm back on air. Praise God and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. It is a blessing to be here among my believers, the believers in the body of Christ. This is a message that's going to really wake people up. When people have to deal with truth, people don't want to deal with truth. The Bible says that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And I really pray that everyone hears me, hear what I have to say, because what I'm about to say is all based on scriptures. The United States, demons in the United States of America, demons. Paul says that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spiritual principalities and high heavenly places. The devil is very, very deceptive. He likes to not be disclosed. He don't want to be seen. He likes to work behind the scenes, and he would love to see people blaming people instead of blaming demons. You know, when you hear this over and over, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities in high heavenly places, people don't really believe that. People are in the now. People believe what they see. People do not investigate. People don't search the scriptures diligently for the truth. And when the Bible is not the final say-so in a Christian's life, you begin to have a lot of problems and a lot of error. And my heart really, really, really bothered me when I had this Christian just call me. And out of nowhere, this particular Christian began to tell me, you need to go to YouTube and listen to something about Barack Obama, who's out of office for many years. Let me say that the devil is using races of people to go against each other. Satan is involved with that. We have 355 mass murders, 355 in 1 year. You have people getting gunned down. You have people passing gun laws with weapons that has a just as normal. And all of a sudden, these demons just come up in them and make people kill people. Mass murder is a spirit of death, but we don't hear nobody say that it's a spirit. We always hear about the person, and yet this is supposed to be a Christian nation. Well, I hate to tell you the truth, this is not a Christian nation. It never had any intentions to be a Christian nation, and God we trust. Now, you got Christians that is so far away from Christianity and so far away from the biblical principles of the truth and believing the devil and his lies. The Bible is truth, and every man a liar. The Bible is truth, and every man a liar. You have Christians been bewitched. People call me and ask me, who should I vote for? I just tell a person, Don't trust none of them, because don't none of them do anything at all but play the fiddle and play politics. That's why they're called politicians. And the Lord warns us of this. Our nation is in a serious divided stage at this particular time. Red states, blue states. We are all supposed to be one as Christians in America. There is a fear of a change of the demographics in America. It is changing. The powers that may be, the minority is trying to control the majority. There is a spirit of racism in America. There is a spirit of lying in America. We just had a president that was not a Christian. None of them are Christians. Barack Obama was the first African-American president, yet he signed legislation to legalize homosexuality. That is against God. That's against the Lord. And when black people are so happy to see the first to do something, yet fail to see the spiritual things that this individual did toward God. Barack Obama supported homosexuality. I don't support homosexuality. That is totally against the Bible. But we cannot believe and have political people in positions to represent the Bible because they can't do it. The Lord tells us to be in the world, but be not of it. Throughout my whole 61 years of life, I have experienced racism. Racism is a disease in America. I even have a Christian that told me that Stonewall Jackson was a good man. Now, to tell an African-American that, this person, and then they told me that he know black people and all this stuff. Listen to me. The word is true and everybody is a liar. The Lord does not want us to put any confidence in no Republican, no Democrat, no independent. You have black churches that's deceiving black people. Creflo Dollar, changing your world. World changes ministry. Well, as I was in the car, the Lord moved upon me, and he told me, how can you be a Christian and say that your world's going to be changed when Jesus tells us to be in the world, but don't be of the world? You have Christians in the name of God supporting abortion, and they thinking that the Republican Party is some party that God has chosen. God has not chosen any of these parties to represent him. Abortion is murder, but it's not for me to make a person heed to that. In the book of Revelations, if you turn to Revelations chapter 22, and what's going to happen is that America is divided and the devil has did the dividing, because we take partisanism. We take political people to represent God. That's nowhere in the Bible for that. And I believe that abortion is murder, but I'm not an advocate to go tell a woman what she can do and what she can't do. And we have Christians running around here telling folks, you know, this is what God wants. Well, in Revelation chapter 22, verse 11, the Bible says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. This country was based on racism. There is a spirit of hate in America, and it's going to destroy Americans. Satan is involved with anything that brings division among brethren. In Psalms chapter 133, verse 1, it says, oh, how good it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. The Lord God, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, does not need any political party to make a law that you adhere to. You have a free will to sin. There is a big lie about Jesus in America. There was a survey done at Howard University concerning African Americans, and they had little children between 9 years old and 15 to 18 years old. And then they did another research when the children was born from 61 to 74. And they identified Jesus as white. Now, that's nowhere in the Bible. That's not biblical. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 18, the word says, "And unto the angels of the church in Thyatira, write these things, saith the Son of God." This is the Lord. This is his Son, "who had his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet," F-E-E-T, the physical feet of Jesus, "and his feet are like fine brass," B-R-A-S-S. That's not white. And in the American Christian society, what do you see? You see a white Jesus on the wall. That's not Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Jesus' face was disfigured, and he was beaten and smitten for all sins. The Lord does not need the Democratic Party to represent him. He needs his word to represent him. The Lord does not need the Republican Party. He needs his word to represent him. We have 322 mass shootings in America over the past 7 months. There are black men being gunned down every day, slaughtered. Just recently, we have some police officers, if I'm not mistaken, in Chicago, shot an African-American man 61 times. That's overkill. I was a soldier. That's overkill. Now, 16% of the American populations, J. Trump, and Christians was running around with the bandwagon and said, "This man is a Christian." Donald Trump is not a born-again Christian. Barack Obama is not a born-again Christian. Because if he was a born-again Christian, he wouldn't have signed homosexuality into law. Joe Biden is a Catholic. That ain't no Christian, because I used to be Catholics, and Catholics don't know the Bible. We cannot put our trust in politicians. I don't like racism. Racism is a demonic spirit. But yet, you tell mostly white Christians in America, not all, but most of them, they would avoid that conversation. I just had a Christian just call me and just, I'm not going to give his name to protect who the man is, wants to tell me to go look about something about Barack Obama because I've been getting on him about this so-called Donald J. Trump. Barack Obama is not in office. But we just had a president that tried to lie to the American people. We had American president that gets on TV and asked for 11,000 votes because he needed it. So much chaos in the White House. We got people coming forth to speak. The Bible says you should know the truth and that the truth shall set you free. The spirit of racism is going to destroy America. A house that's divided cannot stand. Now, I've been fighting racism throughout my whole life. I'm 61 years old. In 1983, in my hometown of Mobile, Alabama, that was the last hanging of a black man. That wasn't that long ago. We have founding fathers of America. They're not my founding fathers because they don't look like me. Founding fathers was Masons, a secret organization which is against the Lord God. And yet we want to say that they was Christians. There's a lion spirit in the land. In 1 Kings, please turn to 1 Kings chapter 22, chapter 22, 1 Kings 22, chapter 22. And I'm really sick of it. It's sad. There was a lion spirit in the land. And when you have an American president, regardless he's Barack Obama, Joe Biden is Catholic. He ain't saved. They don't read the Bible. I was Roman Catholic. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother God, pray for our sins, now at our death. Amen. That's not in the word. That is nowhere biblical that the Lord tells us that we must pray to the Virgin Mary. You can't sell that to me. There is a lying spirit in the land. And most Christians bought this lie that Donald J. Trump was a Christian. You have Christians supporting a person's political agenda than the person's character. People like a policy, but what about the character? That's out the window now. Homosexual is bluntly wide open. And Barack Obama is the one who signed the papers for legalizing homosexuality. Now, at that time, I was so happy and proud to see a black man in America. But God is teaching me and showing me, yeah, we had one in there, but he didn't do nothing for African-American people. Don't nobody do nothing for no human being, regardless of what race they are, but only the Lord God in heaven. The Lord says he will meet all your needs according to his riches and glory. You have a QAnon, Christians believing in QAnon theories. America is going through a change, and the majority don't want it, and they know they don't want it, and they're fighting. And what do? They run to the Republican Party. Republican Party doesn't do anything for black people. The Democratic Party gives you crumbs, but the Lord meets your needs. I don't like neither one of them. I'm a registered independent. We just have to vote. I have been struggling with this spirit of racism for many years in America. And it's all wide open now. Now, the Lord told me to tell everybody, you have to get out and vote because they want to set you back and send you backwards. We have struggled in America. We're the only race of people in America that has never gotten any retributions for our suffering. The Japanese Americans received theirs. Everybody got theirs but us. We built the White House. Our inventions was changed, stolen. Names was changed, stolen. Identity was ripped from you. Now, the Jews had slaves. And I did a study. The Lord wanted me. I have a book on. There's a book I would like for you, anybody who wants to understand the history of Jews and how did they maintain their slaves. It was nothing as vicious as America. There's a book named by Todd D. Bennett, The Law and Grace, Walking in the Light. And in this book, he explains how the Jewish people had slaves. They treated them with respect. They didn't beat them, rape them, take their wives from them. They paid off the price of being a slave as indulgent servants. And then what did they do? They let them go free. But not in America. They was very vicious to black people. Now, you may say, Pastor Overton, that's gone. We, you know, that's all over with. Things affect people and races of people, which are demonic spirits. And that's what we're dealing with. Now, we got a lying man who lied in the White House. Lied. But people like his policies. What about of a character? If you had a principal, and he's at a high school where your daughter or your son is at, and he has wonderful policies, but he's been a rapist. We don't care nothing about that. We just care about the policy. And this is what's going on in America. America is very racist. The founding fathers, they was not Christians. You can't be a Christian and be a Mason. The Bible said, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not that unclean spirit. So you have a person that's a Mason and call another brother a brother when he's not saved. In the book of Matthew, chapter 12, we see what Jesus did to show us what is true brothers and sisters. In Matthew, chapter 12, and let's go to verse 46. In Matthew, chapter 12, verse 46, the Bible says, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without desiring to speak with him. Now, this is Jesus' mother and Jesus Christ's brother. They was angry at the Son of God. And Jesus turned and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And the Bible says he stretched forth his hands toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Jesus says this. How can you be a Mason and a Christian at the same time? The history of this nation has been warped. There is no truth in the American history system. No truth. I asked an 8-9-year-old young man from Marietta, Georgia, and I told him that a black man invented open heart surgery. He laughed at me. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. And Christians are putting too much emphasis in these political people in office. Joe Biden is not a Christian. He's a Catholic. Jesus didn't say that you can get to heaven by being a Catholic and dealing with ritualism. Barack Obama couldn't be a Christian, yet a lot of people say that they are Christians. But you don't be a Christian and you legalize homosexuality. Donald J. Trump lied to the American people. Why are we trusting in humans and not in the Lord? Why are we trusting in these systems of spirits that the devil has designed and has set up? I got people telling me that Stonewall Jackson was a good man. White Christian going to tell me that Stonewall Jackson was a good man. If anybody got any history and know anything about Stonewall Jackson, he was a Confederate general. But here in Georgia, you can go to Stone Mountain and look at these racist individuals on the mountains. They done carved them into a mountain. The land of America was stolen from the American Indians. How is that Christianity? The devil is the god of this world, Satan. Educational systems is controlled by the devil. When the truth is not in a book, it's the father's responsibility to study, to teach your children the truth of Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus was not white, but if you say this to the most white people in America, they have been institutionalized to believe that he was white. There's no way he could have been white. They got my Savior as white. My Savior is not white. If he was white, would I serve him? Yes, I would. I don't care what color Jesus is. But the Lord told me, you can't say that to people because I put it in the Bible where he lived at. I put it in the Bible what country he lived in. Tell the truth of my word. And it is totally different than what I was taught in the educational system of America. We have an economic problem in America, which is inflation. You have American president that wanted to overthrow this government in America. All of them are lies. Why are we getting so caught up in politicians? I don't trust no politician. Because politicians will say one thing and speak another. They're great double-minded people. They're wonderful schizophrenics because they're trying to please everybody. In the body of Christ, we shouldn't put our trust in any of these organizations. Why are we trusting in the Democratic Party? What have they done for black people? Well, one guy told me, well, you know, the worse the demons, you take the lesser demon. Still evil. Why are we doing this? QAnon, doctrines of devils. Somebody actually believes this. Republicans. My grandmother call them slave whoppers. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party, the Independent Party, cannot do anything for you. The Lord says that we're supposed to put our trust in him, trust in the Lord. Lean not into thy own understanding. And what we do is we get a little piece of what they tell us, and we'll bite it and we'll run at it and not dissect it from the Holy Spirit to see what is true and what is not true. I happened to be talking to a lady from Savannah, Georgia, who told me that Jesus, and she was a Christian, a Baptist, don't speak in tongues. They don't even believe in speaking in tongues. And when we are believing in things that's contrary to the Bible, I guarantee you, you're going to come into error. So she told me, Pastor Overton, we don't need tongues. Lord have mercy. I heard that. The Bible says when we speak in tongues, we're not speaking to man, but strictly, directly to God. The Baptist Church don't speak in tongues. And you got spirit-filled believers setting up in a church that do not believe in speaking in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:22 says, wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believeth not. So I told the lady, then if you don't believe in tongues, then you don't have a sign for the unbeliever. She got angry. Where is that in the Bible? Satan is deceiving a lot of people because the word of God is not the last say-so. I don't like racism. I hate it. I'm 61 years of age. I have a spiritual son, Rodriguez Baker, whom I love. His era of the struggle was not my era, but I was able to learn and to listen. You have black people killing black people and gunning people down. Black people are killing black people. That's a tribal spirit killing each other. That's murder. Do you hear Creflo Dollar who says he's going to change your world? And Jesus said, be in the world, but don't be of the world. Just the theme of his, the name of his church would not make me want to go there. You got Joel Osteen, who calls himself a renowned pastor, just got a divorce, and he don't even speak in tongues. Why is it that the Bible is not the last thing that you believe in his word? So I said, ma'am, I need to correct you. So she said, what do you mean? I said, Jesus was not white. Nothing against him, whatever color he is, but he's not. And I saw the spirit of anger. Our fathers have sinned, and we have, what, took on their character. You'll bore their iniquities, Lamentations 5:7. So I was showed her, and the Holy Spirit gave me Matthew chapter 2, verse 12 through 15. And I gave this to her, and she turned red. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Haran, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. It didn't say flee into Great Britain. It didn't say flee into Paris, France. It didn't say flee into Germany. In the educational system where I'm from, Mobile, Alabama, in the history books, they taught us that Egypt is in Europe. That's a lie. Anytime you get a politician, you get a pastor, you get a political person, anybody who speaks something, and if it's not the truth, is of their father, the devil. In John 8:44, Jesus says, ye are of your father, the devil. He was a liar from the beginning. That's a lie. And I told the lady, I said, he fled into Egypt. And then the Bible said, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And when he rose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. So I told the sister, I said, ma'am, if Jesus was a Caucasian, he would stick out. I'm light-skinned. I would stick out in Egypt. I would stick out. I'm light-skinned African-American. In Jamaica, they look at me as a Caucasian. When they hear me speak, they say, he's a brother. These are lies that the devil has promoted. In Hosea 11:1, it says, out of Egypt, that's Africa, shall I call my child. Now, this is in the King James Version. You don't hear this in the white community. Why? They want to benefit off the lie and keep themselves on top of the totem pole. But the Lord is changing the demographics in America. You got Christians believe so much in abortion, they don't have no sensitivity to racism. Now, something's wrong with that. Both of them are sin. So the lady told me, I don't like what you said. I said, what's in the Bible? And she was very angry. And then I gave her Acts chapter 8, verse 27. And he rose and went and beheld a man of Ethiopia. That's Africa. An eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Egyptians. This was a black woman in the Bible. You don't hear the Southern Baptist Church in Marietta, anything of that nature. That's permitted. Not even in the black church, because it's a lie. They have believed a lying spirit. Our history books are not true. It's pinned toward white racism. In 1983, there was a black man hung in Mobile, Alabama. Now, the new millennials, they don't deal with the struggles that we deal with because we paved the way for them to have equality. So they don't have to deal with people coming in the neighborhood raping them like they did when I was a young man in Mobile, Alabama. We had to get the young girls off the streets in 1979, 78 because the police officers were looking to rape them and throw them out in the street. I come out of that. The generation that we have now, the African American generation, they ain't ever experienced that. So they have benefited off the hard labor that our forefathers have worked hard. The black church at one time was a haven for civil rights. Dr. Martin Luther King come out of there. The black church now is so far away from the Bible, they want your money. Pastor's Appreciation Day, not in the Bible. Anniversary Day, not in the Bible. None of that's biblical. So I told the lady, I said, man, what about that? Well, that's not enough. You got to show me more. So I showed her more. Paul emphasized that Rufus is chosen in the Lord in Romans 16:13. Rufus must have been a willing follower of Christ. But this also tells us that Simon not only accepted Christ as Savior, but he passed on the gospel message to the son, and he was a black man who carried Jesus' cross. Racism will omit and push out truth. Most people, when you tell them about Moses, they're going to say Charlton Heston. Well, I'm sorry. Charlton Heston was not Moses. Please turn to the book of Numbers. See, racism is in the church. It's in the politicians. It's in people. People have judged a person based on their skin color. We're supposed to be one in Christ Jesus. But no, we're not one. We're separate. I'm a Republican. I'm a slave whooper. I'm a Democrat. I'm neither. I'm a Christian. I don't classify myself with no party. We have gotten so caught up in these political parties that they ain't doing nothing for nobody. But Christians who think that they're Republicans, they really believe that they're doing something for God. But yet they set us black in their agenda toward black progress of black people. Tax cuts for the rich, Republican. Defense spending. Gun control. That's all they offer me. But a person has a right to vote for whoever they want to vote for. I don't care who you vote for. Don't get caught up in the lie of the devil. Whoever you vote for, fast and pray and seek the Lord. We got a problem in America. The Lord is telling me to prophesy this. There will be tremendous violence in November. The Lord had me to prophesy, and I really don't like these conversations. It shouldn't be controversial. The truth should not be controversial. And yet, people will email me. I had death threats. I called my son, Brother Rodriguez Baker. I posted this. I got the 40 caliber. I got the AK. Why is it that when someone wants to get angry at me for teaching the truth of God's word? Donald Trump ain't no Christian. Christians don't tell black people they shitholes and son of a bitches. And Christians believe it. And Christians, born again, believe in him. They believe in his policies. But what about the man's character? Look at Joe Biden. He bumping hands with the Saudi Arabian minister. And this Saudi Arabian guy killed somebody. It's for oil. And you want to put your trust in a politician? You want to put your trust in the Democratic Party? You want to put your trust in the Independent Party? You want to put your trust in the wickedest part of the Republican Party? All of them are wicked, but the Republicans. My God, this is absurd. We have investigations going on. You can't even talk to a Christian about it because they get upset. That's a spirit of division. The Lord doesn't want that with brothers in Christ Jesus. For someone, a Christian, to tell me that Stonewall Jackson is a good man has really lost their mind. It's hate in the world. The mass murders in America. Those are spirits of murder. The death. The Europe burning. It's burning. The Bible says that there'll be many plagues. Please turn to Psalms 91. You haven't seen anything yet because it's going to get worse every year, and it's going to get worse everywhere because Christ is coming. In the book of Psalms, chapter 91, he says, "He that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him would I trust." Why don't we do that? Why are we trusting these political parties? Why are we getting fallen out all of what a party can do instead of what the word can do? The Democratic Party is going to leave one day. The Republican Party is going to leave. But God's word is not going to leave. Why is it that the word cannot be the final say in so-called Christians' lives? "I will say unto the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust." And I'm seeing that people are not really trusting in the Lord. They trusting in the political system. They trusting in anything but God. Then he says in Psalms 91:3, "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowls, from the nostrum pestilence." Well, we got monkeypox now, pestilence, P-E-S-T-I-L-E-N-C-E. If we trust in the Lord and not these government positions, we could be covered with him and whose wings that we should be under, Ruth 2:12. But we're not. We're not. We are trusting in the world system. If Jesus tells us to be in the world but not be of it, why would you promote a worldly organization more than the word of God? My son corrected me, and I received the correction because I went out on a wrong limb. It could happen to anybody. We have to have righteous judgment. We have to be led by the Holy Spirit in everything. The sons of God are led by the Spirit. And Christians are not taught that. Christians don't know anything about demonic spirits. I was in, where's this place, Lord, bring it to my memory, Dallas, Georgia. And there was a Satanist. And she was part of the Disciples of the Ram, a heavy satanic cult. And this person moved up the ladder to a master Satanist. And there was a Baptist church. someone said, we got a problem. Our daughter's acting very strange. And they began to see satanic Bibles in her bedroom. Pastor has no clue of demonic entities, none. But she's a theologian in the philosophy of the Baptist doctrine. That ain't the Bible. Baptists don't speak in tongues. And you get Christians set up in there and justify that and say they're Christian. Well, that is totally contrary of what Jesus says. Jesus says, in my name ye shall cast out devils. That's the first thing he said. In my name you shall cast out devils. Then he said, in my name ye shall speak in tongues. Tongues is not as important as casting out devils. Do we see that in the church today? No. See, the devil has really got people all jacked up. So here I am in Dallas, Georgia, and the pastor said, I need help. I said, I know you do. I go in the room, and this woman is speaking in Latin. Most demons and high-ranking spirits, when people get involved with black mass and Satanism, demons speak in Latin. That's an old Catholic language because that's how they communicate on earth for some reason when they're in a possessed human being. That's a Satanist. You have pastors that can't even help a Christian if they get caught up in witchcraft. They don't know what to do. Witchcraft and Wicca is the oldest religion on earth. It says on earth because Satan, again, is the god of this world. So the man asked me, what type of education you have? I said, sir, I'm only a high school graduate with 1 year of college at Clark Atlanta University. Well, you're not educated to cast this demon out. So the other pastor said, well, someone told me that he was successful to do it. And I saw the spirit of jealousy go across this pastor. And he told me, sit on back down, nigga. I got it. Call me nigga. I said, that's a beautiful name, which is Nigro. You just perverted the name. I didn't get upset. And the pastor said, give me this. I can do it. Pride. He said, in the name of Jesus, come out. I have a doctorate degree at such and such university. I'm intelligent. You come out. That demon said, I don't know you, MF. And I'm going to show you that I don't know you. I have been giving you sermons from your mind. This man was up in the air, clothes ripped off. The demonic spirit pushed him down on the ground, put him on his knees. Now, I lie not. I will cross my heart 3 times in front of my brother Rodriguez because I cannot lie and bring a false testimony. I go to hell. And the demon said, I don't know you. What you doing coming out of me? Eat the bowel movement. That woman took her hand and put it behind her rectum and dropped dung in her hand and said, eat it. And this Baptist pastor was eating it. I saw a pastor with no power, no Holy Ghost, with intellectualism, loved Hank Hanegraaff, loved Dr. Charles Stanley. There ain't no power to that. And the demon says, I don't recall you with Jesus of Nazareth. And what went across my spirit was Acts 19, the son of Sceva. Why pastors don't want to deal with demons? Why is it that most Christians, when I talk about this subject, look at me as if I'm strange? The devil has put another gospel in the midst of people. Anytime we trust in a political party, anytime we trust in something that man made, ain't going to work. Our trust must be in the Word of God. And the Word of God must have the last word. Heaven and earth shall pass, but my word shall never pass. I am so proud of Rodriguez Baker, a young African-American young brother who has three, four children. He prays over his children. He teaches them the Bible. He protects them. We have fathers. Don't even do that. Don't even know the Bible. Don't have no clue of the word. He helps his mother. He's honoring, obeying his mother and father so his days can be longer. I don't see that in the church. I see nothing but intellectualism in the church, eloquency of speaking in the church. People go to church based on how good the pastor look and how he sounds, and that ain't nothing but a one-way road to hell. We got to come out of this. We really need to know the Lord Jesus of Nazareth for ourselves. In Romans 16:18, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. That's you and me. But see, I don't let nobody with oratorical words come to me and preach to me a lie. What is speeches that's defined? The expression of or the ability to express human intellect and human thought and feelings by articulated sounds. Good evening. Welcome to Millsville Baptist Church. My name is Dr. Linnell Walker. And you're looking nice and very eloquent. The English is very oratorical. Wonderful English. No syllables saying wrong. Got the vowels and the words all together, but can't hear the spirit. There's going to be a time where we won't be able to go to church. There's going to be a time where we won't be able to go shopping because that beast is coming. You won't be able to buy, sell, and trade unless you have the mark of the beast on you, and I see it coming. I see it coming. So much lying in the church. People are not disciplined to study the word of God for themselves. They just won't do it. And when you don't study for yourself, you can get bewitched. Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? The devil don't want you to know the Bible. He wants to keep you away from it. He wants you to believe in that politician. He wants you to believe in that governor. He wants you to put your trust in that Democratic Party, that Independent Party, that Republican Party. And we trusted in the wrong thing. In Romans 1:23, the word of God says, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. Now, I want to show you something, because the time is getting near where I really believe that the mark of the beast is on its rise. Because the Bible says that there will be an economic collapse in the world. That's coming. And you ain't going to be able to buy, sell, or trade without the mark of the beast. Satan is behind every worldly organization because he is the god of this world. Now, if that doesn't get your attention, just see something in Matthew chapter 4. God wants Christians to really cleave to his word and stop believing these political parties, these denominations, and believe Genesis to Revelation. And I personally believe that the Lord moved on my heart and put in my heart in the next 10 years, they're going to omit the King James Bible. They want you to read the Amplified Version. That's a very popular Bible in the United States. It has taken all the root meaning of the word from the Greek out of it. That's the closest we can get to Hebrew. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, again, the devil taketh Jesus, him, into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Now, these kingdoms are set up by principalities, demons, political parties, Republican Party, Democratic Party, Independent Party, Communist Party, Socialist Party. The devil been doing this for many years. He's good at it. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Most Christians do not have a relationship with Christ Jesus. They have a relationship with the pastor. They have a relationship with organizations, but not God's word. Please turn to Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14. We need to cleave to the word of God and the word of God only. I study 4 hours a night. I'm 61 years old. I have never missed a night in my life since I've been in this ministry of not reading God's word. You are a threat to Satan if you know the Bible. But if you don't know the Bible, you can believe every type of doctrine that comes here and comes forth. In Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14, it says, therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of the prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. And they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the things framed say unto him that framed it, he made no understanding? Anytime that you see confusion, it's not of God. Brothers and sisters, it is time that you not trust in any political party, any social organization. If you're a Freemason, you need to get out of it. It's not of God. If you're Eastern Star, you need to get out of it. It's not of God. Ku Klux Klan, get out of it. It's not of God. Even black nationalism, even the new so-called new Black Panther Party, hey, Jews, I ain't with that because my Savior's a Jew. See, these parties or political systems are created when people are hurting and they substitute organizations instead of the word of God. God's word is true, every man a lie. We have a lot of rebellion in this nation. Lots of rebellion. Recently in Riverdale, where I live at, they're killing people over here. I hear gunshots every day. They had a shooting, young people getting out because someone said somebody to somebody, and they start shooting people right in Walmart on Highway 85. It's a spirit of rebellion. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, Isaiah 30, verse 1, that take counsel not of me, but you taking counsel of the Democratic Party, you taking counsel of the Independent Party, you putting more trust in the Republican Party than God's word. God does not need no political party. It's a shame that I have to get on this thing and say this. And I got death threats. I actually had death threats. I had to call my spiritual son for support in this room. I don't mind being corrected. Him and Brother John can help me and correct me because I know a spirit. Why are we trusting in everything but the Lord? Why are we putting our trust in anything and everything but the Lord Jesus Christ? People love to be entertained. The Bible said before Christ come, there will be an increase of entertainment. And it is. The Bible says that in Genesis 6:11 that there will be violence in the earth, just as it was before the flood. It was violence. What do we have now? This war in Russia with Ukraine, those are principalities. Those are spirits. People killing people in the name of a political ideology. Woe unto the rebellious children, said the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they might add sin to sin. That's what's going on in the days now that we're living in. If you can't tell that these are last days, I don't know what you can tell. You have to buckle down and really get into the Word and study the Word and teach your children the Word of God. I really have a lot of respect for Brother John Durden and Brother Rodriguez Baker. They're in this room. I respect Brother John. I respect Brother Rodriguez. He was a better father than me. I've seen this young African-American young man take care of three children while his wife was in Afghanistan. Not once he was in no hotel room popping it with somebody else. Not once. I seen Brother John love his daughter, love his children, anointing all, both of them, put anointing on, and I'm going to let them speak because men, black men, white men, I don't care what man you are, if you believe in Jesus of Nazareth, you need to take care of your home and stop putting someone else in a position to lead your children, and you be the prophet, priest, a king in your home. This, know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come, 2 Timothy 3:1. For men shall be lovers of their own self. I saw something that was so shocking to me about 4 months ago. Rodriguez showed it to me. Where is brother at? He in the room. Wait a minute. Rodriguez, can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, sir.
Who was that guy, Pastor, that got tennis shoes with the devil and blood on his tennis shoes, man? What's his dude name?
Oh, Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X. In the African-American community, Little Nas X, in a video, having sex with the devil? And your children sees this. There's no leader in the land. Who's going to speak out against it? Who's going to say, it is wrong? I didn't know that. This entertainer laying hands on another preacher, Lord, the Holy Spirit bringing my member. Who that pastor, who that producer is, Rodriguez, who laid her hands on this other man? What's his name?
Tyler Perry laid hands on T.D. Jakes and he fell out because he gave him $1 million.
Did y'all hear that? That's where the black church at right now. Tyler Perry don't even know who Jesus is, because if he did, he wouldn't set himself up as a character to be homosexual, dressing as a man. The Bible says that a man is supposed not to put on women clothing, nor women to put on men clothing. That's which is working, which is unseemly. And no one in the black church says nothing about it. Pastor Baker, can you hear me?
Yes.
Am I wrong or right so far? Talk to me. Correct me. Come on. Live right now. Correct me if I'm wrong.
So far, so good. Everything's backed up by scripture. You're good to go.
In Romans. Thank you. In Romans chapter 1, verse 24. Wherefore, also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to vile afflictions, for even their woman did exchange the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving their natural use. It's not natural for a man to dress up as a woman. It's not natural for a man to dress up and put lipstick on his lip and he say he's going to entertain you. That's Tyler Perry. Nothing against Tyler Perry. Thankfully, he's putting black money into black community for generational wealth. That's okay. But wait a minute. When it comes contrary against the word, I can't accept it. And likewise, also the men leaving their natural use of the woman. That's what he did, to put a dress on and to entertain you, and you call that cute. But what about if a young man sees that, and the father don't know what Rodriguez know or what Brother John know, and yet the son sees that? Well, If the father don't give it permission, and what about the son? Go back to, well, Dad, I want to be a homosexual. You never told him. What's that basketball player Rodriguez's son, gay? You got to help me on that. Do you know what I'm talking
Dwayne
about?
Dwayne Wade.
Who?
Dwayne Wade, his son, is like 12 years old, and he's gay. He want to be a woman, and he supports
now
you
this,
as a father.
This. Say that out loud again one more time for Silk Team, please.
Dwayne Wade, he has a 12-year-old son who he supports as a transgender, and he supports it wholly as a father.
A 12-year-old son that don't even have his identity lost it, and the father is accepting it. This is a problem in the land. What happened to the black church when they welcomed the battle against racism? They went to the church. Now you go to the church, the pastors just want to take your money. The Bible says seek not to become rich. Where are we going with this? In Romans chapter 1:27, and likewise also the men leaving their natural use of the woman burnt in their lusts one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was met. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, that's the problem. People don't want God's knowledge. They gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not covenant, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, lasciviousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, haters of God, disrespectful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedience to parents. We see that so heavily now. The man is not running his home. The wife doing it. The man turns over his responsibilities to the wife and becomes an Ahab. The wife runs everything. That's not supposed to be. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, incapable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but to have pleasure in them that do them. God is getting tired of this. Where's the men stepping up in their home? When the men let their wife go to a church and he don't go there with them, turn their wife over to another man to teach them something that may be contrary to scripture, is something wrong with that. Brothers and sisters, I'm warning Americans, we need to come back to God. We need to come back to the Lord. I'm going to close with 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. We need to make a U-turn in America. We need to pray for this country. Politics is not the answer, brothers. Jesus is. The NAACP is not the answer. Jesus of Nazareth. The Black Panther Party is not the answer. Jesus of Nazareth. The Jewish Commission is not the answer. Jesus of Nazareth. You got pastors don't even know who Jesus of Nazareth is, nor less the Son of God, but on the pulpit preaching oratorials, sounding good message that sounds good. The spirit of Jesus should be noted rather than tolerate the accomplishment person who outwardly appear righteous in their religious performance, but who was unrighteous in their personal lives with Yeshua the Messiah. Confronted to hypocrisies and sinfulness, like John the Baptist and the Old Testament prophets, Jesus denounced sin and corruption among those in positions of spiritual influence, and we have that today. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 13, it says, but woe unto the scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of God against men. They are shutting up the kingdom of God against men on you. For you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. That's very, very dangerous. In Matthew 23:13, his words was directed against religious leaders and teachers who reject at least a part of the word of God. That's the ministry of deliverance. They're rejecting that. They're bringing intellectualism, sounding good messages. That's against scripture. Why would you go hear some garbage like that? Did you know that if a person teaches without the leading of the Holy Spirit, that they can put a curse on you? Galatians 1:6, for I marvel that you are so soon, but removed from him that calleth you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. That gospel is very, very productive in America. God doesn't want us to be sitting under men who has great sweating words. Jude 1:16, these are murmurers, complainers, walking in their own lust, and their mouth speaking great swelling words. Oh, that he was so good, his word, there ain't no word of knowledge. Don't nobody know nothing about the nine gifts. I went to the church doing this exorcism with a master Satanist. The lady said, we didn't know that we supposed to have the nine gifts. Our pastor said, come see him. I said, what did he want you to come see him for? Everything. Lord, have mercy. That's witchcraft. Anytime you control a person, that is the form of witchcraft. It's in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. These be they who speak themselves central, having not the Spirit, Jude 1:19, and that's full in the church. I close with this. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Some of you don't even recognize you got wicked ways. And then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. America needs some healing. Christians need to really grip the word of God. Study it. Lead your children. Teach your children. Stop looking for someone to be a beacon for children. Let the husband be the beacon. Let the wife be the beacon. Stop looking up to these NBA stars and movie stars. They're rich. The Bible says rich people will oppress you. It is time for us to take back our homes. Time for the men to step up and to be in positions of authority to remove the devil from your home, to remove evil spirits from your children, from politics. Satan is the god of this world, and he runs all of that. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this word. I thank that you have sanctified this word. Your word is true. I pray that the spirit of those who hear hearts will be quickened, and conviction will come over the hearer who's not dedicated and sincere in these last days. I pray that men of all races who call upon the name of Jesus to allow the power of God to enter into them, to teach their children and their mothers and their fathers and those who don't know the word, to teach them the word, so that we can be free from depending on structures of the church with intellectualism and great sounding words, which profits a man nothing. We give this to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. And we're about to open up. Please listen to it. We've got two men going to come in here. I got two real men, real fathers, because I want to deal with these fathers out here who ain't doing nothing for their children. Come on, join us and listen to Rodriguez Bacon, chapter John Durden. Air code 646-378-1857. Sow a seed with us at www.livedeliverance.com. Go on your lower left-hand side and sow a seed to keep us on air. Shalom to you and God bless. Get ready. We're about to turn this off and open the mic with these two men of God. And I pray that you can learn. I'm doing everything I can. The family order is being disrupted, and Satan is trying to destroy anyone and everybody. When you don't know the word, you will definitely be susceptible to demonic activity. God bless. Stand by. Pastor Rodriguez Baker, you got the mic.
Yes, it's a great word today. Great, great word. You hit everything on the head, you know, especially, you know, what you are, you know, giving the talks about. You know, we got to stop putting our trust in these politicians, you know, putting our trust in man. You know, I came across a scripture. I'm not sure where it's at, but it says that any man that puts his trust in a man is cursed. You put your trust in a man is cursed. You know, so we really start, you know, really reevaluating ourselves. You know, I'm not against voting. You have a right to vote for who you want to vote for as an American citizen. That's your right. You know, I encourage people to vote. But we don't put our trust in that because that's not the man is not the source. The man is not the source. Just like we shouldn't put our trust and faith in money because money is not the source. Our source is Jesus Christ. Our source is the Word of God. Because at the end of the day, the Word of God says heaven and earth will pass away, but His Word will stand forever. His Word will stand. His Word does not come back void. His Word, you got to stand on the Word. You know, God even put His Word above His name. So we really have to, you know, really stop, you know, getting so emotionally connected to man, not just politicians, but, you know, in anything, to sports, to celebrities, you know, to relatives, anything. We really got to, you know, that's why Jesus said, if any man want to take up his cross, if you love your mother, father, anybody more than him, you're not worthy to be his disciple. So
right.
If we really want to serve him, be a servant of Christ, we have to really humble ourselves, ask the Lord to really, you know, search our hearts and to deviate from anything that's separating us from God, you know, because it will hinder us. It will hinder us, you know. And then there's a lot of things I want to say about, you know, especially fathers, you know, especially in these last days, we really have to, because it's a strong spirit, the spirit of influence, antichrist influences, as we see on news every day. You know, it's everything they are okaying everything, you know, that God is against. You know, the scripture says that one of the signs of the last day when men start calling things evil good and start calling things good that are evil. You know, so we really have to, as fathers, we really have to really start putting our foot down and being the priest of our homes. You know, is it going to be a lot of backlash that come with that? Of course. Of course. You're going to get backlash from your own relatives. But as long as you stand on the word of God, I get backlash all the time from how people don't agree with me, how I deal with my children, how I raise my children, how I run my house. You know, even if it's your own mother, your own father, you know, you have to stand. You have to stand. I raise my children based off my experiences and God showing me the influence of the world. I'm very strict on what they watch, what they listen to, who they hang with, what they go to. They may not understand that, but that's what parenting is. God made us parenting responsible to train them up in the way they should go and protect them because they're vulnerable. They don't know. You know, but if we choose to be ignorant or we choose to not, you know, fight, and then we're going to lose another generation, you know, especially in the black community. I see so much of it in my generation and younger. There's so much killing, so much destruction within our own community, within our own selves. But, yeah, we blame everybody else. We blame the white man. We blame this and this. But we have to look within ourselves, take care of our own, get our house in order, get ourselves together.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because that's. Problem is we're so caught up in trying to we don't want to put the effort in getting our house in order, so we start looking to the outside, and that's what the government
and blame
is, you know,
others
looking at
and we start blaming others,
and we're looking for the government to fix stuff for us, and then when it go our way, it's more blame, and it's just going to be a cycle, the same old cycle, generation. God said for my people destroy lack of knowledge. So you have to get the knowledge. You got to know that, get and get understanding, people. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, get it. Ask the Lord for help. He said, if you ask for wisdom, he would give it to you freely. He would give it to you. So as fathers, as husbands, you know, one thing I want to say about fathers and husbands, the man of the household, is something I had to learn. We have to learn to control our emotions. You know, that's one thing Pastor taught me. He said that if I'm arguing in my flesh and my wife is in her flesh, then that's a playground for the demonic. God is not the God of confusion. Not the God of confusion. Well, there's strife and confusion and envy and that's a demonic playground. You see what I'm saying? So if as a priest, as a father, as a husband of your household, you're the head of your house. God is going to hold us more accountable than them. You know what I'm saying? Yes, they have to give wives have to give an accountable to God. But as the priest of the household, as the head of the household, God is going to hold us more accountable. So if my wife is in a flesh or whatever, and it makes me upset, I can't react to that. I had to learn that because it's not going to make anything better. All it is,
that's true.
One thing God should be, that when I be responding like that in anger, he just showed me just a form of pride, just ego.
Yep. Yep.
But that's all it is.
Yep.
A form of pride. The
yep.
bad say so. Instead of humbling
yep.
yourself, Pastor, you got to fight it, Rodriguez. I used to hate that because I felt like, why I got to bite it? And I know I'm telling the truth. And I know I'm right. Why I got to bite it? Why can't she understand? Why can't they understand? Well, Jesus, when they did Jesus wrong, but right before they put him on the cross, he didn't respond.
He sure did.
He didn't respond. So that's, and I'm learning, God really showing me a lot of things, characteristics of Christ and things that's in my life that can be hindering me, that's blocking me from moving forward. Like, God really showed me that a wavering spirit, wavering. I got to get some deliverance with wavering, Pastor. So wavering is fourth, unstable. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He can't receive nothing from God. So, you know, and those are things I think God is showing me now because I don't want those things passing down to my children. So if we don't take a stand, fathers and men, to take a stand and say enough is enough, it stops here, then it's going to be another cycle to the generation, a generation. I look at things that my father dealing with. I look at things my grandfather dealing with. I look at things I heard my great-grandfather, my grandparents. It's just a cycle. And now I make a decision. It ends here. It ends here. So, Father, great, great, great work. Also, I just really encourage fathers, you know, all men. Like you said, all men, you know, black, white, Asian, no matter who you are. You in Christ, we're all one in Christ. And that we really take a stand because, like you said earlier, Pastor, we're in these last days, and it's just going to get worse. And we're not strong in our faith and being consistent. Hey, we don't want to be part of that great falling away where people start their faith, start getting shaken and giving in. You have to develop that, especially with your children. And it's not easy. But the scripture said, with Christ, all with God, all things are possible. Through Christ, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So that lets me know, the scripture also says, without God, you can do nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You may think you're going to get far. You may get a little bit far, but it will fail. Trust me, I'm telling you from experience. I'm telling you from experience. You can't lean on our own understanding, our own wisdom. Amen? So I don't want to, I can keep going. But that's great word today, Pastor.
You got the mic. Go ahead, man. You're on staff. You want to say something? That's why I put you on here because I know you're real.
Yeah, just encouraging and then speak to my black audience. You know, speak to everybody, but you know, mainly my black audience. You know, I just see so much destruction in our community, and it all starts with the lack of fatherhood in the homes. And even if the fathers is in the home, where's the example? And if they are fathers in the home, they passive. Ahab spirits. when the Ahab is a, when the Ahab spirit is involved, I guarantee you a Jezebel will arise.
So is. That Jezebel, I'm doing a study on that now. Yep. So
if
will.
If we don't be, we're gonna see that developing in our children. I'm very adamant about, you know, like I said earlier, about what I allow my children to be entertained by. A lot of this stuff, we really have to go to God and really ask God to open up our eyes, open up our spiritual eyes, spiritual discernment. Because a lot of things that's destroying our community, our homes, is because our parents, fathers, their head is don't know any better. He's blind as well. If the devil can keep you blind, then hey, you just gonna go through life like that. It's gonna be a cycle over and over and over again. You know, we can't let the world and dictate how we run my house. I always declare my house, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I serve the Lord Jesus Christ in my. I declare that. I teach that to my children. I teach my children to pray. Every night, my children, they can't even go to sleep without the Word of God playing. They have to have it. They've been developed to have the Word of God playing while they sleep, because I understand that as they sleep, their spirit's still awake. And the devil loves to come in when you sleep, so that's why the bad dreams come in there. But they don't have those because the Word of God is playing all night.
Yep. I heard it. I heard it when I was at your house. So peaceful over there. So peaceful.
Right. Angels go in their room.
So peaceful. I was there. I was witnessing. And a lot of young,
my house,
a lot of men need to hear this because, yes.
Go ahead, Pastor.
No, I just wish a lot of men hear this message, because men need to be leaders in their home, and they're not. You and Brother John, as both of y'all have impressed me with being a father. Chaplain John Durden, you have the mic.
Let me say this.
Good evening.
One more. Let me
go ahead, Pastor.
One more. Before I had kids, I learned this from Brother John, from Pastor John, who's about to speak. I don't know if you remember this, but one day we was at your house, Pastor, and Pastor John was talking about how when his children were little, he used to anoint their hands and their feet, and he used to declare the words over their head. And I remember that. That stuck with me forever. And now that I have kids, I do that because of Brother John planted that seed in me, and that stuck with me some kind of way. I don't know why. And I heard that when I was like 19, 20, 21. I'm 34. I'll be 34 this year. And I do that this day because Brother John heard him say that he did that with his children. And his children are grown, and they're very well, successful, and covered by the blood. So those are examples that I'm talking about. Those are examples. Those seeds that he used to implement the principles of Jesus Christ to watch over his children. So thank you, Brother John. Thank you. I never got a chance to tell you that you influenced me with that. I do that with my children because of you. I said you did that with your children. So thank you.
I thank the Lord. I give the Lord the glory, because that's what I was going to start off with, because I didn't get to know the Lord until I was like 30 years old, because the Lord came to me three times and said, John, if you die tonight, you're not into my kingdom. And I thought I was going crazy. And then that happened 3 o'clock in the daytime. And then 3 o'clock, when I'm a big-time executive, recruiter for personnel, people to work for federal government, the Lord spoke to me and says, if you die tonight, you're not into my kingdom. And I go, oh, Lord, I thought I was hearing things, but it happened three times. Three represent the Trinity. Okay, so he told me that if I died, and so I just went to home. And then one night I was laying there, and all of a sudden it hit me so hard, I just jumped out of bed. And then I finally realized that salvation was not just going to church every Sunday or having some high position, but having a personal relationship with the Lord, being born again. Because all those years I was, I was raised Methodist. In all those years, I thought that all I had to do was be a church member and be active in the church, and you got it made. And then finally, I finally cried out to the Lord because I felt uncomfortable. Then the Lord spoke to me and said, John, you need to accept me as your personal Lord and Savior. Not only that, but you need to talk to your children too, because they need to be saved. And so I share that with the wife, and then I accept Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, because he came to me and said, if you die tonight, my son, you are not into my kingdom. That almost blew my mind. I go, wow. I thought, because I was always in church and everything else, because I came under a grandmama who loved going to church, and I always go with her, you know, and I thought I had it made because I go to church, you know, whenever the doors open kind of thing. I missed out on the part about accepting him as our personal Lord and Savior. So I did that. Then all of a sudden, I'm in the bedroom, I'm in the living room, and I just dropped the children. The Lord spoke to me and said, John, I was reading the Bible. And, you know, and it wasn't audible, but it was like internal in my spirit. Said, don't you know if you die, if your children die tonight, they were not into my kingdom? They need to know me. You know, and I go, wow. You know, and then I said, John, Bernadette, come here. And I say, and the wife, I said, wife, where were the kids? They said, they're in their rooms. So I called them to come into the master bedroom. So the wife looked at me real strangely. And I said, what is up, Daddy? I says, if you die tonight, now this one was 5 and 7. I talked to the 5-year-old one. I said, John, if you die tonight, where would you go? What you mean, Daddy? Would you go to see the devil or you go to the Lord? Well, Daddy, I hope I be with the Lord, you know, kind of a thing. I said, what make you think you say if you say, yeah. I said, what make you think you say? Well, I do what you say sometimes, Mama say, and I try to do good, and I go to church with y'all and go to Sunday school, and I go, amp. He said, why are you amp me, Daddy? I said, just hold 1 second. I said, Bernadette, come here, sweetheart. She said, yeah, now she's 7. I said, if you die tonight, where would you go? Well, Daddy, I hope I go to be with Jesus, with you and Grandmama and so on. I said, what make you think you go? Because I tithe like you asked me to on Sunday, and I try to treat people right and stuff like that and be active in the church myself. Yeah, so I say, all right, you too. Guess what my response is? And she said, what's that? I said, he said, why are you amp us, Daddy? I said, because salvation is not in what you do. Salvation is not just being nice. Salvation is not just going to church on Sunday. Salvation is having a personal relationship with Lord Jesus, being born again. So what do you mean? And I explained to it. So I explained what salvation was. And then they say, to my son John, who's 5 years old, he said, Daddy, I want to be saved because I want to go to be with Jesus. I said, okay. So to make a long story short, he ran down the hall, ran to his bedroom, got down on his knees, told me, now, Lord Jesus, my daddy told me that if I die tonight, I may go to hell. But he corrected himself. He said, because I'm young, I'm just a child, and not know that by your grace I could be saved, but I want to confirm it now. He's 5 years old talking to him like that. He said, my daddy said, I must accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. So Jesus asked you to come into my heart and be my Lord and be my Savior. And man, me and the wife were peeking through the door. You know, we heard what he said, man. We just broke down and cried. And then my daughter told me, well, I ain't going to hell by myself, Daddy, Mommy. I'm going with you and Mommy. And John, should he go before me? She ran down in the room, got down on the knees, and told me, Lord Jesus, I ain't going no hell by myself. I want to be with you and Mommy and Daddy and my brother, John. And she got down and said the prayer. And then later on, as the years passed, I was sitting in this Methodist church. And a Downing Methodist Church, you got the good ones and you got the bad ones and all. But unfortunately, the one I was in, he was just a showcase man. Yeah, some door, sitting in the door, yeah. And then the Lord said, you need to get out of here. And so I prayed where I should go and these kinds of things like that. And then God sent me to another church. But unfortunately, so some people weren't being hurt. They did the same thing. They were showing up and yes, and they did all the rings on the spring and all the stuff. And the kids look at me, they were teenagers, and said, Daddy, we ain't learned nothing in here. You know, I guess that's why. And then the Lord spoke to me and said, you personally teach them. You teach them. I go, yes, Lord. And from the time they were like 10 and 11, 12, I had Bible study with them every evening. In the morning, before they go to school, I just do a quick 5-minute meditation with the Lord and that kind of stuff. And they just fell in love with the Lord. And those guys, they were totally devoted all the way up until this present day. And I just say, thank you, Jesus. And another thing was, the Lord said, send me to a church as a guest. A guy invited me to his church, and I didn't know what it was, and it was charismatic. And I go, hey, man, they talking tongue on in there. I know, they telling us that tongue has ceased. And I, the Lord says, no, son, tongue has not ceased. And I go, oh, my God. So
you know what? Brother John? That's very, very popular. That's very, very popular in the Baptist church.
Yeah. Well, just the church.
Very, very, very popular. I did an exorcism And the pastor said, we don't believe in tongues.
Yeah. So let me tell you what happened. So it was, I didn't want to say Baptist because I don't want the Baptist people to be offended. I know some do, some don't. But
right.
I didn't want to say where everybody think I'm, downing them. That's not true. So anyway, I was
right.
So I left the Baptist church and joined the Baptist church. And then I says, they come tongues to cease. And when he said that, some deep down he said, that's an error, my son. I knew that was the Lord. That's an error, my son. This is about like 30 years ago. So I go, oh, my God. So I called my sister and I said, sis, you left our Methodist church. Where are you? She said, I went to a non-denominational church. I said, y'all speak in tongues? She said, yeah, it's still valid. So I said, okay. So one night the Lord said, go to Savannah where you're from and go to your sister. So I went down there and she said, come on. She called the pastor. This was Saturday afternoon and about 6 o'clock. And he said, bring John down here. I went down there. He said, so you've been taught all this year about tongues? I said, he showed me the scripture and everything else. He said, but now it's for everybody. It's if you become available once you accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and save. But now I'm going to tell you one thing. It'll never happen to you if you hanky-panky. I'm talking about if you go into church on Sunday and then you hanky-panky on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You know what I mean by hanky-panky, don't you? Yes, sir. There's all kinds of stealing, shoplifting, lying, having sex outside of your marriage, or if you're not married, having sex, and this kind of thing. He says, right. And he said, the Lord just told me. I told you what? He says, you have stayed clean, that you're not doing those things. He said, now all you got to just go right down to the altar there and ask God, because when you became a born-again, spirit-filled believer, you have rights to tongues or any of the gifts that he decided to give you. So I went down to the altar. My wife looking at me. He looking at me. That's at 6 o'clock in the afternoon when I'm in the church. And make a long story short, what happened was I say, he said, go ahead. Which one you want to get? So I figured the gift of discernment, the gift of music, the gift, teaching, the gift. I say, I'm going to make it hard on the Lord. So I say, Lord, I wish you give me the gift of tongues. I thought so, because I heard those folks, speaking in tongues. I say, I think I got the Lord tricked now. Uh-huh, I got him. I say, Lord, I want the gift of tongues. And then in the pastor, I say, Brother John, what's doing down there? I say, well, I told him I want the gift of tongues. He says, well, speaking tongues. I don't know how to speak in no tongues. So he said, go ahead and step out of faith. So I'm going there. I don't know how to do this. He said, go in faith. He said, Jesus, I received by faith. I said, Jesus, I received by faith. He said, now talk to him. Talk to him. I say, Lord Jesus, I just thank you. And man, I cried like a baby. And I drove back. I thanked my sister, came back to Atlanta, told my wife, we wanted to, Daddy. I said, there it is, everybody. So my daughter and my son, they follow me, to this charismatic church. And they got the gift of tongues too. And he loved the Lord. And I just want to say tongues and all those gifts are still relevant to us today. But I thank the Lord because my kids really love the Lord. Oh, he says, I dare that where you are, they're not teaching your children. They're not teaching on their level. You need to teach you're accountable for your own child. Do you hear me, my son? I go, yes, Lord. Man, I almost got a spanking out of sight. And so I say, honey, that's what we're going to do. In the morning before they go to school, we're going to have just a little 15-minute Bible session, okay? She said, I ain't got no problem with that. So I'll talk about one of the commandments this morning. And then in the afternoon, I talk about one of the other commandments, And then I talk about the Beatitudes in one morning and talk about the other Beatitudes. And they explain to them kids know that stuff inside out. And I was amazed. And I finalized this with this. The Lord told me to get out of that and to get out of the church I was in because they didn't believe in tongues and everything else. And the kids said, praise the Lord, Daddy. We was wondering when you was going to get out of this dead church because they ain't teaching us nothing. All you're doing is just hooping. I don't like that. I say, I don't either. So I prayed the Lord, and the Lord showed us where he wanted us to go. And then I want to end it this way. God says, John, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Do you understand what I'm saying? And my kids, man, they are powerful in the Lord. But you know what they're doing now? They're both executives. And do you know my daughter? The Lord contract led my daughter to work with Brother Emmett as one of his extras. I never thought that my child, exercising demons. And she learned, she read every book she can find on exorcism, and she loved it. And guess what? When she go to assist Brother Emmett to do exorcism, Do you know when they see my daughter, you know what they say? Now, just to know live, but Brother Henry can back it up. They look at, uh-oh, here comes gun gangster. Them demons nickname my daughter gun gangster. That's what they call her. But, and then when they go to do an exorcism, sometimes if a demon is somebody possessed with a demon, and when Brother Emmett walk in there with my daughter, they look at her and go, uh-oh, here come gun gangster. That's the nickname those demons give my daughter, gun gangster. And they really fear her, and she's exceptional at it. And John, he's dynamite too. He loves the Lord, and he taught his children. He put both his children in a private school, you know, private religious school, and those kids are, and the tuition is $1,000. What is it? $1,000? You know, for that year. And you got two kids, you're paying $2,000. You know, I said, wow. And Lord blessing him. And my son has never looked for a job. When he finished Georgia Tech, he prayed to the Lord, and he tired, always tired, because I told him that. He's 45 now, and he has never had to look for a job. Every time one job closed down, whatever, somebody would call him out of the blue and say, sir, we would need you to come for an interview. He said, how do you know me? He said, that's all right, I know you. The Lord would lead those people to call my son. And then coming to an end, he graduated. He got his own business, and he's doing fine. He's well off doing his own business. And he loved the Lord, and I discovered something I didn't know before all my life. I was downstairs because, you know, he had all his old school books and stuff when they were moving and stuff. And when he finally bought his house, he moved all his stuff over to my house until he can find room for it. One bag opened up, and guess what? I saw it says Bible devotion. And John, it did all the way back when he was like 12 years old. And every day, without telling me, he would look at a scripture, and then he would interpret what that scripture means to him. And I called him just last night. I said, boy, I know you had this. He said, no, Daddy, I didn't tell you. I said, no. I said, you got dated January, so-and-so, February, March, April, 1912 or 1950, whatever that date was, I forgot. But he was having private devotion with the Lord, and I didn't even know that. And for all those years he was in high school and college, he was having devotion with the Lord whenever he had the time to do it. And he still loves the Lord. And right now, he's never had to look for a job. Every time one job failed, somebody called him out of the blue and said, you don't know me, but I just felt led to call you, sir. That kind of a thing. But now he got his own business, been in that business for 17 years now, and he's doing fine. But God says, do you die tonight, my son, you are not into my kingdom. So he personally told me that, and I accepted Christ. And then the last mark is, now you teach your children. Those are your kids, not their kids. These are your kids. In some places, all they do is hoop. In other places, they talk a bunch of junk. That's you, John. You are responsible for your children. I said, yes, Lord. That's when I let him go when he was 5 and 7. And John tickled me. John went and accepted the Lord. He said, my Lord, I want you. Dad said, I got to accept my personal Lord. And this was a remark. The Lord said, I said, what are you going to say? Now, Lord Jesus, now you know I'm a little boy. I'm just 5 years old. Now, I don't want to go to hell. And my dad said, I got to accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. So I'm asking you to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior, like he said. And then he says, he said, Lord Jesus, hold up. Now, this is what my son told me, Lord. Hold up, Lord. I want you to know that I'm just a little boy. So be careful when you come into my heart. Okay? Me and the wife,
3 minutes.
So that's it. That concluded. He said, now, Lord, be real careful now. I'm just a little boy. Now, come on in my heart like my daddy say, in Jesus' name. Boy, that was just so wonderful. And it's filled with the Lord. I'm through.
Amen. This is what we need to do. Men need to do what these men did to get their children to know who God. It's up to men's responsibility. It's not up to the pastor. It's not up to the neighbor. It's up to the man. These two good men are examples in my life. I want to thank both of them participating here. Pastor Rodriguez Baker, God bless you. Chaplain John Durden, God bless you. We're down to 2 minutes. Got to go. Sow a seed at www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left-hand side. You got a PayPal site. And good night and shalom.